Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Pulver's Towing. And today we're going to be joined by 2019 USRA Hobby Stock National Champion Eric Stanton. We'll also hear from Chad Weirs from Weirs Machine, Bob Allen from Arlington Raceway, and a little more about cookies, barbecue sauces, and seasonings from our old friend Speed, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Pulver Motor Service is far more than towing and recovery. Pulver has the versatility and tools to move anything with wheels. Why should you invest in a truck and trailer when for a fraction of the cost, Pulver can move your heavy equipment to the job site and back? With our years of experience and investment in equipment, Pulver Motor Service isn't limited by size, weight, or distance. See for yourself at pulvermotorservice.com. Contact us today and find out how we can help move your business forward.
Honda has found a way to make the great outdoors even greater with special offers on some of our best ATV, Pioneer, and Talon models. Find one with the power to take on your biggest jobs and adventures and get an awesome deal, like up to $1,400 factory-to-dealer incentives on select models. Just head to Trimble Cycle Center in Austin now during the Greater Outdoor Sales Event and make this your best year outdoors yet. Factory-to-dealer incentives are good with select and unregistered models. See dealer for complete program details. Trimble Cycle Center in Austin, celebrating 60 years as USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
So you're inviting friends over for a friendly barbecue? Nice. But if you're a true friend, you'll start with Cookies Barbecue Sauce. I'm Speed the Sauce Man, and let me tell you why the right sauce is so important. Cookies Barbecue Sauce is made from real deal ingredients, and I haven't changed the recipe since 1976. Cookies Barbecue Sauce complements meat. It doesn't smother it. It just makes your food taste better. Smart cookies use cookies. Anything less is just meat abuse.
Cookies.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna, licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
We've all heard the old saying, going the extra mile. When it comes to repairing your vehicle, that old saying rings true at Midwest Collision in Faribault. You may have to drive that extra mile, but Bob and his staff at Midwest Collision will reward you with quick and educational estimates. Plus, they'll go the extra mile to make sure you are completely satisfied with your repair. Call Midwest Collision today at 332-2434. They're miles ahead of the competition.
Napa Auto Parts has provided parts to people of this community for a long time. We're here when you need us, and you're here for us. Together, we've fought wars, braved blizzards, tackled economic crises, and whipped some nasty diseases. We're in the middle of a battle like we've never seen before, but we will persevere because we'll do it together. So stay strong and keep your head high. Napa, nationally known, locally owned, and a proud member of the local community.
Hey. Dave from Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by 2019 USRA Hobby Stock National Champion, Eric Stanton. And Eric, everyone that says Iowa is flat and nothing but cornfields is wrong, because where you live down around Carlisle, Hartford, that is a beautiful place.
Yeah, not real flat either. Hartford's up on a pretty big hill.
And it's not far from Knoxville either.
Nope, about 30 miles, I believe.
The body style of your hobby stock is what really caught my attention. Fans here in southern Minnesota have seen the number 110 of Ken Tees running the same style car. Where did you find that car, and what drew you to the body style?
When we were kids, we went down to Oskaloosa, which is just south of Knoxville, and there's a guy that had a stock car down there that had one on it, and it was just different. There's no difference between them or any other car other than the looks. So, and then we found one up in Mason City. I think we've had 7 or 8 of them since then.
I see Josh Zeman. He also runs one, and his is also a cool looking car.
Yeah, yep, his looks real good. Actually, the 1 year were pretty close to the colors were pretty close to the same.
The number 7B. What is the meaning behind your number?
I liked Alan Kowicki when we were kids, and so we went with that. And then my first year, we were just number seven, and there was a lot of them around. So we had to come up with a letter, and my great-grandma's last name was Boatwright, so we just went with the B on there.
You bring up a great driver. A lot of people have forgot about Alan, but I just recently watched a documentary on him, and what an amazing career.
Yeah, I guess, and I've seen the same one. He did everything himself, and it was a pretty cool deal. He's a pretty cool guy, it seemed like.
You have been racing for 21 years. How did you get started and progress your way up to the hobby stock division?
Actually, my dad worked for the railroad, and there was a couple of years that they didn't need him, so they paid him to stay home, and he ended up digging the graves in Hartford at the cemetery there. The guy that brought the bolts out modified a boom and told us to come watch, and we did, and we've been going ever since. We actually started in the hobby stocks at the fairgrounds when I was 16. I had a stock car for a couple of years, and that was expensive, and it was either run mid-pack or quit or get a hobby, so we went back to the hobby stocks.
Your brother Sean helps you on the car.
Yep, he helps me, and he also helps Donovan Smith from Lake City, from the Smith family up there.
Big speed means big wrecks. The hobby stock division really flies. If you don't believe me, just go down by the fence when the pack comes by. Your 2016 crash is a testament to the speed and also to the safety equipment inside those cars, because it's amazing you even walked away.
Yeah, that was down at Oski. I would say the shape of it is comparable to Knoxville, and it was right at the end of the straightaway, and I would guess we were easily going 100, and it was pretty sore for a couple weeks after that. Banging my knee up really was all of it. I hit it on the steering wheel and cut it pretty good, but that was really about it, other than just being sore and not having a car.
What happened to cause that wreck?
So the racetrack down there, you can actually go off the backstretch, and the guy was on my right rear, and he went off, and when he came back on, he spun and hit my right rear, and it spun me to the right and rolled the left rear tire off, and it took off flipping, and I got hit, and wasn't very good.
We've seen cars roll down at Hamilton County Speedway in Webster City. We've also seen a car roll in Fort Dodge. It's amazing how easy those hobby stocks can start rolling.
Yep, the tires, we run small. I mean, they were 7-inch tires, and the IMC hobby stocks, you still have to run a drum brake setup, so the axles are the weaker point on the IMC cars, where USRA, we can run a floater and a beadlock, so that helps fix some of that problem.
It seems like if you get those hobby stocks bouncing through the holes and somebody tags you at the same time, it can get pretty squirrely.
Yep. They're a race car, but they still have at least IMCA cars are still on a street tire. So they're only a 7-inch tire on the IMCA cars, so it doesn't take much to roll them off or just get them dug in just right and they'll go over.
I personally really like the white paint scheme. What prompted the change to the black in 2019?
Actually, we didn't put a body on that car. When it was new, it was white, and I got it upside down at Webster. Not real bad, but it messed the roof up a little bit, and the hatchbacks are hard to find, so we just made it as good as we could, and the black kind of covered it up. We couldn't see it as well as when it was white.
2019, 21 wins in 44 starts at 10 different tracks. That is almost a 50% win ratio every time you stepped into the car. Now that is consistency and a great team to keep that car in top running condition.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. We work on them every day, even with this deal being, we can't race right now. We've pretty much worked on them on this. We got a brand new one sitting here and still pretty much worked on it every day. The year before, when the car was white, we got second in national points. I think we won 25 times that year. We actually won more the year we didn't win the national points, but I think we were still around the 50%. So we've had two really good years. Dustin Smith built that car, and 2 years I think we won 50 some races with it. He built the new car here. Hopefully it's just as good, and we'll hopefully be able to do it again.
And to be able to do something like that takes a lot of time away from the track in the shop, checking absolutely everything over every single time you're going to go.
Yes, I mean, we probably work on the car more than hour-wise, more than we do at our jobs. We all have jobs and get off work, and somebody's at my house every night. My wife puts up with that. They're a lot of work. They look just like a street car, but they're a race car, and stuff comes loose and breaks, and a lot of work, but a lot of fun.
Sounds like you got a great racing partner in your wife. How did you meet her at the racetrack?
Actually, yeah, she was a friend of our one buddy that helps, and she came down to Oskaloosa one night, and pretty much ever since she's been going, and we've been together since then.
So she knew exactly what she was getting into right from the start?
Yeah, her uncle raced back when she was pretty young, but she remembers it. I mean, she didn't know that it's an everyday, everyday thing. My brother, he's the, I don't know, maybe the kind of the brains of it. He has race cars 365 days a year. That's all he thinks about, it seems like. So between both of them and then a buddy Trevor and a buddy Tyson, we Todd, they keep everything going.
Hamilton County Speedway and Fayette County Speedway are your home tracks. How do those two tracks differ, and does it require a completely different setup on the car to run each track?
They are completely different. Webster's, I think they call it a 3/8, but I would call it a big 3/8 or a small half, and West Union's pretty small. It's about the size of Boone, so quarter, 3/8, somewhere in there. I don't change nothing. We change gears. You have to change gears between the two tracks, and other than that, we pretty much don't change anything, any track we go to. The car's a little tight if it's heavy, but usually, you know, the features, no matter what, the feature's going to be drier than the heat races, so we're set for the feature usually and just get through the heat race, and whatever happens there happens.
In 2018, you finished second in USRA Hobby Stock National Points. In 2019, you won the national championship. You have had two incredible years back-to-back. What is a plan to keep that momentum going?
We'll just have to keep working hard at it. We're actually going to go practice this coming Saturday up at Webster City with this new car. I do still have the old one. It's in the trailer. When we scaled this one, it scaled out pretty close to the one we've been racing, so hopefully it's there, and we'll just have to keep working and go from there.
That is something that really amazes me. I've had so many drivers on the show over the years that win one or two national championships, and then they build a completely new car after that. For me, I think I would run that old car till it fell apart, but you have to keep up with the times and the newest stuff. So how do you go about building a car that you think is just as competitive as the past 2 years?
So the problem with racing one for a long time, the cross members on these cars, because these weren't made, obviously, to get beat around like they do when they're on the street almost 40 years ago. The front cross member where the motor sets, they will tip in, and you can't get your front caster camber number and all that stuff. I mean, the car I've been driving, we had on the frame machine twice last year just to pull the cross member back, and it is already back to where we can't get the numbers we want. So that's why we built a new one. I mean, it's new from front to back. There's nothing used on it. Dustin Smith built it. The main cage is a little different, but underneath is all just like the other one. That's all built on a jig. So it should be pretty close to the one we've been driving, I hope.
We were at Hamilton County Speedway on October 19, 2019, when you clinched the national championship. What was that night like for you, other than being really cold?
Yeah, it was cold. It was pretty cool. It didn't set in really till we went to the national banquet down in Kansas City, which was towards the end of January, and then it kind of did then, you know, when you see your name on the trophy and then the banner and all that stuff, that's when it kind of set in.
Prior to the 2019 win, number 6 Dustin Gulbranson has had 5 USRA Hobby Stock National Championships in a row. You two have had some epic battles.
Yeah, it's been fun. Dustin's quick. I knew that night there that you were speaking of at Webster, I had to beat him to turn one. The racetrack was pretty one up on the top. I mean, it wasn't one lane, but the top was way better. And I actually about spun it out getting into one, but I thought if I could beat him to turn one, I'd be all right. I knew he'd be coming. He's a tough competitor, and we've had run-ins and ups and downs, but you know, for the most part, we don't have a whole lot of problems, you know. So it was fun racing with him. You know, he definitely had the deal figured out. The points deal is completely different from USRA to IMCA, so that took a little. That first year, we wasn't sure exactly what all we had to do, and my brother and my buddy Trevor, they kind of sat down and looked at what we did and tried to figure out why it didn't work. So we bounced around, did a lot of driving. West Union, 3 hours from home, and that was on a Friday when we were going up there, and then we had Webster City, which is only about an hour and a half, and then we went to up to Dustin's tracks there in Rock Rapids and Hartford, South Dakota. And so hopefully with Fort Dodge and Mason City and Webster City being USRA this year, we won't have to drive all over the country.
We were actually sitting in turn one that night at Webster City, and yeah, you did come into turn one awful hot. I was amazed you were able to save it, and I'm sure you were in the car saying some other things.
Yeah, that's he was still next to me when we got to the corner, so I figured if he beat me, it was over. So I wrecked him before, and I've actually went out of turn one there at Webster this past year, so I just I knew we were getting a new one, so I didn't want to wreck us or nothing, but if I hit the fence or something, I guess it was what it was.
Eric, you are a big guy. When someone does you wrong on the track, how do you keep your emotions in check? Because you could literally rip the steering wheel off, but you don't want to lose your head when you're out there, because then really bad things happen.
Yeah, me and my brother are both pretty big guys. He gets more mad than I do, but I don't know. Doing it for 21 years, stuff happens, and I'd say 90% of the time, if something happens, it's not on purpose. You got to remember that, because you've done it too, probably at one time or the other, got in there too hard or whatever, and, I usually just whatever, and there's always tomorrow night.
And I'm sure watching the other divisions, you've seen it too, when somebody gets frustrated and they try to retaliate. A lot of times it comes out being worse on their end than it was on the other guy.
Right. And, we don't want to have to fix the car all week. There's a difference. There's guys that when they work on it, they're fixing stuff. And then, you're working on it where you're trying to make it better. Well, if you're always fixing stuff, you can't make it better. So try not to tear them up. And like you said, if you get mad, you usually end up tearing up your own stuff worse than what you were trying to accomplish, with whoever. So yeah, just usually try to stay calm. And like you said, if you get flustered, you end up going backwards. You just got to kind of let it roll off.
And that comes with maturity, and you are currently 36 years old, mature, experienced. Do you feel like you are at the prime in your racing career?
I would say so. I'd say the last three or four years, we've been the best we've ever been. I've done it for a long time, but it there's I can jump in them and they have it right off. A friend of ours, actually Jason and Jake Murray from Hartford, they race modifieds, and Jake built them. Jake's won the 10,000 to win deal at Marshalltown two times, and they had it. As soon as they got in them, they were fast right off, and it took me a while. I had to learn it. Use your experience, I guess, doing it to kind of figure it out. I mean, we've seen just about any kind of racetrack you can imagine. We raced all over the country, and the experience is a lot. We're more used to driving this car than the truck to work. Every noise, everything it's going to do, because we race all over the place and have done it for a long time.
And I know people who are not car people don't understand this, but you can literally feel what the car is doing through the seat of your pants.
Yep, you can feel if it's loose or tight, or if you can't get a hold of the racetrack, or if there's a hole or whatever, you can feel everything pretty good.
When I asked you if you're going to make another run at a national championship, you didn't even hesitate. Yes, absolutely. You have to start preparing for one of those October 20th when you won last year's national championship to get ready to make a run, because it is a long, grueling season to get another national championship.
Yeah, it's we started, like you said, I think a couple weeks after that, kind of getting everything in line anyway, and then about New Year's is when we really hit it hard. I mean, we're still out here quite a bit, but we got this car beginning of February, I believe we got this one, but we already had, the rear end was ready to go, and everything was pretty much ready to go in it, and then it went together pretty quick. Dustin does a pretty nice job of bringing it home and hold everything in it.
The race that really showed me that you have the heart and the grit to become a multi-time national champion was the July 2019 race when your fuel pump was leaking. Walk us through that entire night and how that all played out.
We'd actually just got it back from the frame machine and had them pull they pulled the cross member out. I usually don't hot lap. We'll hot lap when the car's new or the first night or whatever, but we just got it back from the frame machine, and so we hot lapped, and it started smoking, and I wasn't sure what was, we weren't sure what was going on, and got back down to the trailer there and was looking and couldn't see where it was coming from, and actually didn't know if when he pulled the cross member back out, told us it's happened, but not very often, but it can crack the block, which it didn't. Scott Olson, who raises a modified there, he builds motors, and I had him come over, and that's what he said it was. And of course, I didn't have one with me. The parts trailer didn't have one, so he stole one off of Jamie Songer, a good friend of ours, stole one off of his car. And we missed the heat race and started last in the feature. And, it was getting down to, it was July, but the national points thing was getting pretty tight. And I knew we had to win. There was no, couldn't run second or nothing like that. And with the passing points, the way they do their national points, you know, it helped. But it was, yeah, I just knew I had to win. So put your nose down, and it was time to go.
So you made it from last to first.
Yep. Which we actually did the same thing up at West Union the first night up there. I don't remember where we started, fifth row or something like that. You know, didn't draw very good and got going. And if I remember, a guy spun out in front of me, and I slowed down, went to the, you know, middle of the pack, and then the guy got hooked on me, and I went to the back about three times, come back and passed Steve Larson on the white flag lap, and won that one. And I think we won two or three in a row up there after that. I think we won three or four in a row up there at West Union. I really like West Union. I wish it wasn't so far away.
Shortened season national championship run. How do you envision that scenario playing out? Because typically, you guys are able to throw out some bad nights after you get in so many races, correct?
Yep. It's your best 20, so you can race as many as you want. It's your best 20. My brother's already, he makes a calendar up every year, and I think he said if we started racing in May, like the beginning of May, we could still get like 60 nights in. So we should be okay as long as this deal doesn't drag on. If they would happen not to do a national points thing, which I know they've kind of mentioned, if it does drag on for most of the summer, then if there's no national points, we'll just hit and miss and leave this new car ready for the following season.
Eric, you can't achieve national championships without great sponsors.
No. I'm actually on the garage. That's why I don't forget anybody. We got Supreme Lawn Care and Landscape, which is Jamie Songer, Steamville Starters and Electric, G-Bass Power Glides, BMP Photos, Doug Baber, Aero Race Wheels, my brother Sean, CPD, Shocks, Horsepower Dynamics, Hypercoil Springs, McCoy National Lease, Three Rivers RV Storage, Motorsports Warehouse, Dr. Fever, Zips Pizza, Snap-on Tools by Jared Seifert, Nathan Woods, Parker Drops, Tyson Overton, Finish Line Body and Paint, J-Max Painting, The Groot Repair, Asylum Signs, my dad's got some rental property, Tony Morrow Powder Coat and Blasting, which is where I work, K&J Performance, STL Heating and Cooling, Kaiser Manufacturing, 5-Star Race Bodies, Park Plain Plumbing, and Rose Construction is all everybody that keeps it rolling, either be it money or you know, helping out, or most of them, whatever we need, we can figure something out.
Also, if fans would like some national championship gear to wear to the tracks when they're able to get out to some races, how can they find some?
I think we are actually out right now, but I'm going to wait and make sure, you know, we don't start racing in August or something. But as long as we get racing here pretty soon, I know we talked to the guys that do our T-shirts. So we have a Facebook page, Eric Stanton Racing, I believe it is. Just go on there and like that, and they'll be on there once we get going. But like I said, I'll make sure we're going to race most of the summer before we get them and end up being stuck with them at the end of the year.
The picture in the shop with the banner, the national championship check, the championship night check, does it really get much better than that?
No, we're having some adult beverages, and I think that picture was taken at about 3 o'clock in the morning one night. The old car was sitting here, and that stuff, we hadn't hung it up yet, and a couple of buddies, they set that stuff all out and took some pictures.
Eric, the hobby stock division is amazing to watch at every track that we go to, and thank you so much for taking the time to be with us on the Dirt Show. Hope to get to see you out at a track soon.
Yep, me too. Hopefully we can, like I said, we're going to go practice Saturday, and then hopefully they can get rolling here pretty soon, you know, whatever the governor and, you know, all that stuff says, and we can get going.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs, from chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
If you're in need of a worry-free power lift door, then you'll want to stop and talk with Rod French. Make a statement with a power lift architectural door on your home or cabin. Power lift doors can be retrofitted to fit an existing door opening or designed into your next commercial, agricultural, livestock, or aircraft hangar build. Stylish, functional, and built to last. Power lift doors by French's Manufacturing are made locally in Dodge Center, Minnesota by their experienced craftsmen. Contact Kelly or Rod. Power lift doors by French's Manufacturing. 374-9306.
Working at my job, going all day long. Don't want to go and mow my lawn. Pick looking up the phone book, and what do I see? I see Wolf and Sons can do it for me. Dandelions, I don't want to spray. Free estimates are coming your way. Don't hesitate and learn about more. Call 455-3524.
And if you have some really big outside jobs, Wolf and Sons has the dump trucks, loaders, and graders you need to haul in driveway gravel, black dirt, and clear building sites.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packing products when it comes to shipping your business products? Foamcraft Packaging in Owatonna provides a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call 455-2893. That's 455-2893.
Arrow Race Wheels was established on the conviction that its dedicated staff could provide higher quality wheels designed specifically to endure the tough requirements and conditions of the racing industry. Most importantly, the wheels need to be manufactured and sold, maintaining an affordable price structure. Arrow Racing Wheels has become the largest premier steel wheel supplier, and their product line speaks for itself. Upgrade your racing game today at arrowracewheels.com.
Rhino Ag Equipment is used in agriculture, commercial, or industrial mowing applications, landscape preparation, roadside maintenance, and many other farm and ranch applications. With 0% financing for 48 months for qualified buyers, now is the time to take home a Rhino. Find a Rhino Ag dealer near you at rhinoag.com.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment, and I am joined by Chad Weirs from Weirs Machine. And Chad, I think the ultimate compliment in racing is when someone else in the industry says, contact this person because he does amazing things. He listens to the drivers and the crews, and he designs and builds the stuff that they need to make them faster and more efficient. Now, that is a huge compliment.
For sure. Yeah, I'm not sure where that came from, but that means the world to us. That's what we strive to do here. We want to be the best, and we're surrounded by the best group of race car drivers and crew chiefs and engine builders and chassis builders in the country, I feel, and that's what we do here, is make the best things we can.
And speaking of great crews and drivers, last weekend we had Travis Sauer on the Dirt Show. Weirs Machine is sponsoring many of the top drivers out there, and this also is a great platform to test your products.
Travis has a product in our line that he came up with, and we try to give back to them racers and take care of them when they bring us an idea for a new product, that put their name on them and give them the recognition for their idea. And there ain't too many companies that do that for people, so we like to give back and take care of the guys that, you know, are bringing us the ideas and being good ambassadors for our product line.
And one of the innovators in the industry, Speedy Bill from Speedway Motors, did the exact same thing. You want to get racers to try your products, put it on cars that are winning, and show them victory lane, and you want to have the same products that they're running.
No doubt. Anytime you get the best guys in the country on your products and show them how good your stuff is, and when they start winning, not having failures and that kind of stuff, it definitely sets the bar for everybody else.
How did you become involved in the machining industry?
Well, I started out in the racing industry. My family owned and operated two racetracks. So growing up, I was, you know, basically born into the industry. I started working at the racetracks and popping popcorn and picking up trash. And when we got out of that deal, I started helping on a race car with my older brother Barry and hanging out at the race shop. And my dad was a Chevy dealer for 80 years. So I started also working in the body shop there, where I learned how to weld, and there was an old 1912 Logan lathe in the corner, and I turned that on, and I guess you could say the rest is history. Once the chuck started spinning on that lathe, the ideas just went nuts in my head, and so we just started tinkering with the parts and trying to make better pieces for the cars we had at that time, and kept working on my skills and went to school for machining so that I knew how to not get hurt, and kept refining my skills, and led to a part here and a part there, which led to 10 parts and 100 parts. And now we ship about 1,300 parts a day out the door here, so it's really turned into quite an operation.
Weirs Machine offers products as simple as the engine lift handle that took a great idea and made it into reality, all the way to products like the UltraForce automatic spring machine.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy the amount of different products we make. I think we're up to somewhere in the 1,700 different part numbers that we manufacture. You know, yeah, something as simple as that lift handle to something as complicated as them machines. So I think we've proven in our line with the UltraForce side and the Weir's machine side that we're going to make the best, whether it's a simple handle to lift an engine around or if it's a really intricate piece of machinery that helps you rate your suspension package to help you win races. So top to bottom, front to back, we try to do the best we can do.
You've also recently teamed up with Bob Harris for some great informational videos. How did that all come about, and where can listeners find those videos?
I've been a part of Bob's Race Tech Info Schools for, I think, the last 7 years or so. His chassis seminars that he does, he asked me to be a part of that and talk about my product line and try to educate people maintenance-wise and setup-wise to make them better. And Bob and I were talking with this whole shutdown, and we're not at the racetrack. You know, generally by now we've already got a month worth in, you know, in the warmer areas or they've been racing. But we decided to do a weekly deal where him and I get together over the internet there and do a live question and answer. And that's been going pretty good. We're going to start adding some guests to the line. I think we're going to have Kelly Shyrock on this week. So I'm just happy to help out in any way we can, you know, trying to educate the racers. And Bob is obviously a leader in the industry, and so we're more than happy to help out with the Race Tech Info stuff.
Chad, something you really understand as a manufacturer is educating the client, and we've been airing your Tech Tip Tuesday segments on the Dirt Show since April 4th, and listeners can go on and learn directly about those products before they want to purchase them.
Yeah, we're trying to build our Facebook page and our YouTube and our website and get as much technical information out there as we can to try and help the racer better maintain their race car and successfully set it up for a winning program. And I think that's part of what makes us the best, too, is we try to, you know, take care of the customer when they have a question and teach them how to win races.
If somebody has an idea and they think they can make something better, how can they get that information to you?
Well, some of the best products we've had have been sketched on napkins or just a piece of scratch paper. I get requests all the time from different race car drivers and engine builders and chassis builders for, you know, ideas. It's as simple as reaching out, phone call, email, sketch it out on a piece of paper. And, you know, we generally look at it, and, you know, if we think it's a viable product and we think we can sell them, we generally take it to market.
Chad, it's awesome you can take somebody's idea in their head and bring it to the market and sell it to everybody out there. And thanks for everything you do for the racing industry. Thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show. What is your website? What is your phone number? And how can they find you on Facebook?
Yeah, we're happy to be a part of it. We have the Facebook for the Weir's Machine. We have weirsmachine.com, which is WEHRS machine.com, and then the ultraforcetech.com for the machines and the software. And you can give us a call at 608-486-4343. Or shoot us an email at weirsmachine@gmail.com.
Chad, thank you so much for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
Always a pleasure to be a part of it. Thank you.
Gilliland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers products. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. Superior lubricants like JB80 and JB Heavy Duty Chain Lubricants are made for today's farm equipment. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to auto enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilliland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers Car Care Products distributor, at 952-934-7354 or visit justicebrothers.com. Go with the winner, Gilliland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
Fast Shafts has been producing drive shafts for late models, modifieds, dirt trucks, stock cars, and hobby stocks since 1992. Fast Shafts, the official drive shaft for the U.S. MTS and USRA, and title sponsors for the IMCA Fast Shafts All-Star Race in IMCA Super
Super Nationals, support the sport of Circle Track Racing throughout the USA. To get the power from your motor to the tires, run with a proven winner today with the number one choice in carbon fiber, steel, chrome moly, and aluminum drive shafts. Call Fast Shafts today. Made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
For over 40 years, winning drivers have relied on VP Racing Fuels to optimize performance. Now get the same benefit with VP Pro Grade Full Synthetic Oil and High Performance Lubricants. VP's goal was to develop a best-in-class racing oil that offers world-class cutting-edge technology, enhanced durability and wear protection from the street to the track. VP's got you covered with the next generation performance.
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme Powder Coating offers a scientific process that uses heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme Powder Coating can deliver multimedia blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and super durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Visit ExtremePowderCoating.net for more information. Extreme Powder Coating.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round. But you don't have to drive to Knoxville, Iowa to shop in our museum store, which features the world's largest selection of sprint car merchandise. Visit us online at SprintCarStuff.com for a great assortment of books, including Bill Haglund's newest book, Two Lane Roads and County Fairs, or The History of Knoxville Raceway and the Marion County Fairgrounds by Bob Wilson, or Nebraska Dirt by Bob Mays. You'll find all of these books and many more at SprintCarStuff.com, along with a great variety of racing DVDs and more sprint car merchandise than you could ever imagine, all at SprintCarStuff.com. So the next time you're in Knoxville, stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, and the next time you're at home or away from home, visit us online at SprintCarStuff.com.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Bob Allen from Arlington Raceway. And Bob, as a promoter, you've done it all. Flagging, drivers meetings, lineups, and track prep. I love the black dirt surface at Arlington Raceway, and having a great surface to race on comes from years of experience.
Well, that's true. I mean, it's a real fine line, and you could ask the same racer on a given night the same question, whether it be at the beginning of the night or the end of the night, and the racer might have a different opinion of what's a perfect racing surface, because sometimes things don't go quite right, and your car don't go all the way to the front, so whether it's the guy behind the steering wheel, the pit crew member, or the person setting the car up, I should say, or the track preparation guy, it's kind of easiest to blame the track prep guy because he's not right there. But what we try to do with our racetrack is prep it for the majority of the racers, and something that they can actually get a hold of and have some competitive racing with. But most important portion of that is the fans and wanting to see the race cars close together. And we learned a while back, trial and error is a real big issue on track prep. And we learned that we could put together one of the fastest racing surfaces that you could conceivably see. And unfortunately, with the fastest racing surface that we give, the car that's set up that night to go as fast as that car will possibly be able to go with the given setup sometimes makes a runaway show. And unfortunately, the race fans don't enjoy that runaway show unless it's their favorite driver that's doing that. So we have to keep that in mind and make it a good competitive racing program, give them a surface that everybody can get a hold of, and hopefully we can set our sights on trying to get the cars three wide at certain points of the night, which means giving them three specific grooves that they can get a hold of. And that's a challenging prospect because there's so many people that need to, I guess, cooperate to make that happen. And if everybody is cooperating and drivers are driving the cars to be able to use that outside lane rather than just run around the bottom, the pit crew guy is maybe taking a look at the racetrack and setting it up so that he understands how the car is going to get around there and cooperate with his driver. And then on our end, we need to once again work on that surface so it's going to be there. And there's a certain amount of luck to it, but there's a certain amount of history that we've seen that didn't work. So we try to throw that formula out when it didn't work and bring the right one in.
Bob, I've never asked you this question, Many members of the Allen family raced at St. Peter and Cannon River Speedway back in the day. Have you ever raced in the past?
Yes, I did a little bit of racing at the St. Peter Speedway, and I also did a little bit of racing at the Cannon River Speedway, a name that most people probably wouldn't recognize because I didn't run up front. I rolled a few cars over and ran into some stuff and argued with the flagman. So when it came time to be a race promoter, I decided that maybe it's best to just go ahead and run the racetrack and stay out of the driver's seat.
Many fans don't know you actually had a meeting and talked about reopening the Cannon River Speedway, but settled on Arlington Raceway instead.
Right. We talked about the Cannon River Speedway, and we had several meetings with the landowners at that time with the Cannon River Speedway. And the first conversations were pretty positive. They wanted to get the racetrack reopened. And as they thought about it just a little bit more, they made the decision that they wanted to concentrate more on their campground and maybe not have a racetrack on the property. So unfortunately, the decision was made that they did not want to have racing at the Cannon River Speedway. So we moved on and talked to the people at Arlington. And one of the issues that most people probably don't realize is that we did actually end up buying the lighting from the Cannon River Speedway, and we're still using part of that lighting at the Arlington Raceway.
Last season's IMCA National Banquet, which many of your drivers attended, and then your track banquet, honoring your track champions, including Dan Mink, the 19M, who had a great season in 2019. Who would have thought that a few short months later, we would be where we're at right now?
Well, that's true. It's really frustrating. Our banquet time is really our gearing up time and getting all of our sponsorship in place for the Arlington Raceway for the upcoming season. And just about the day before our banquet was when things started closing down. And we went ahead and ran the banquet. We had 300 and some people present for the banquet. And everybody thought that, and including us, that this was going to be a short-lived situation. And by the time our opener would come around, we were hoping that we would be able to open the doors and continue on with our season. Unfortunately, all of that is in doubt based on, I guess, government regulations of when public gatherings can come back into play. And everybody is extremely hopeful that we're going to be able to get some public gatherings sometime in the month of May and work our way into as much of a racing season as we possibly can. But as we all know, that's in question at this point, and we just need to get a little bit of guidance as far as what is going to be acceptable when it comes time to bring everybody together and go racing.
Arlington Raceway has always been a huge supporter of the surrounding community. On Good Friday, April 10th, Arlington Raceway offered free lunch at the Arlington House for the community. We are all going to get through this together, and we will all be better people when we come out on the other side.
Well, that's true, and without the community support and all of the racers and fans making things happen at the Arlington Raceway, it just wouldn't be there. So we felt it's best to give something back to the community and look forward to some brighter days and concentrate on some positives in the middle of everything.
Bob is a track promoter and a provider of track insurance. What are you telling your clients, and what are you sensing as far as a possibility for racing in 2020 and get your 40th season off and running?
Well, we deal with clients on a daily basis from all across the country, and we have had some clients that have testing and tuning and practice activities throughout the shutdown. We've also had a few clients that have just recently went ahead and had some racing based on limited activity with no fans in the grandstand. We're just really hoping that we get to the point where we can get some fans back in the grandstand, because it just doesn't look real positive for everybody trying to open racetracks with a pay-per-view system. And given that, I really feel that there are some procedures that we can put in place that would make that possible. What the date is and what the numbers are and where we're at it's such a fluid situation and fluid plan that every day we can make a prediction that might be countered the following day. I'm just hopeful that by the end of May, everything is going to be in a position where we can start opening on maybe not a full basis, some limited occupancy in the grandstands and some spacing and some other activities. As a local fire chief, we go out and we do a lot of fire calls in the area here, and we see a lot of things that are going on. And personally, I have not seen anything that I could relate to the COVID situation. Other people have. when we go out to some of the businesses that are open, we see, and I actually had this conversation with a businessman from Arlington the other day, and because he is an essential business and he's open, he said that he's had the best 3 months that he's had in business for, I guess the business has been in the family for 50 years. So it's odd that we can have a certain amount of businesses open and operating and doing record-breaking business and then have other businesses that can't. So I really feel that we're going to get to a point where we're going to meet in the middle and get more of the businesses open and see more people being able to go out and enjoy the sporting events that they have a passion for. And the racers have spent so much time prepping their race cars and maybe even a little bit of extra time this year just because of everything that's going on. And that's about, in some cases, all that they're able to do is get out in the shop and work on a race car and fix some things around the house. So I think we're going to see some great-looking race cars once we get the season open and some well-prepared race cars. So hopefully that translates into a little bit better product this year as well for our race fans.
Bob, where can listeners find the latest information on Arlington Raceway?
Well, you can check us out at arlingtonraceway.com. That's our official website. And then we also have a Facebook site that's called the Arlington Raceway official page on Facebook. So you can get some updated information there and the most current information. When we're made aware of it, we'll post that on Facebook, but we'll also get it on our website as quick as we can. Like I say, we're seeing things open up around the country, and we feel that Minnesota might be just a little bit behind some of the other states, but we're looking forward to getting some racing going at some time here in Maine.
Bob, as always, thank you for being with us here on The Dirt Show, and thanks for the latest information.
Thank you.
Medieval Metalworks is a 25,000-square-foot facility in Mankato specializing in CNC tube laser and bending and is the only facility in the area with those capabilities. Medieval Metalworks is a leading precision metal fabrication shop offering all of the latest custom metal fabrication technologies under one roof. Whether you need a one-off custom part or thousands of parts produced for your business, contact Medieval Metalworks at 507-386-3930 or stop by and see them at 3000 Technology Drive in Mankato.
Byers Engine Service of Rochester opened its doors in 1975. Hi, this is Corey. Since 1975, we've been offering complete engine machining services and assembly. From flatheads to big blocks, Y-blocks to drag race engines, and street rods to pulling tractors. Plus, Byers Engine Service offers complete dyno service. So if your race car, or street car, needs a little under the hood, trust the place who's been there since 1975. Contact Byers Engine Service at 507-282-5586.
The difference between a Hinchman fire suit and others? The difference is safety. All Hinchman fire suits are made with materials that are permanently fire resistant. That's why Nomex remains the standard. The difference is experience and innovation. Hinchman started the racing suit industry over 80 years ago. The difference is quality, value, and customer service. Your suit is an investment in your safety. And Hinchman is committed to giving you the safest and best racing suit along with friendly personal service. Hinchman, why settle for anything less?
Have you ever been stuck? I mean, really stuck. This is Darcy from Pulver Towing. Over the years, we've been called to fields and job sites where they've spent days trying to free a piece of equipment from the muck. If you don't have time to wait, call Pulver Towing. Our towing experts will have you out in hours instead of days. With locations in Rochester, Worthington, Fulda, and Marshall, if you're stuck, call Pulver Towing today.
Hi, this is Tommy Meyer, and you're listening to The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, brought to you by Cookies, Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings. And as always, I'm joined by Speed the Sauce Man. And Speed, a lot of people are having to find some unique ways to make some great food for the family and make a lot of it so they have plenty to eat at home. And you've got a great idea, Speed.
Well, what they need to do, Clayne, though, when they do this, they need to make sure they give us a call so that hopefully this social distancing is getting a little bit taken care of here pretty quick, and then we could go over and sample and make sure they did it right. So here's pulled pork in a crock pot. It's just real simple. Just take bone-in or boneless pork butt, or you can use a pork roast either way, but just a pork butt works pretty good. Season it with flavor enhancer, put it down in your crock pot, and then put about 2 cups or so of apple juice in it, and then take an orange and cut it in half and squeeze the juice out of it, and then just throw the rest of the orange right in there with it, and just put the lid on your crock pot and put her on low in the morning. And at night, I'll tell you what, that stuff will be so tender. Just pull that orange out of there. And I like to make sure I get all the seeds out of the orange, but otherwise you can just strain the juice too. But I'll tell you what, take that and mix a little bit of the juice with it, and it works great for sandwiches with any one of our barbecue sauces. Even our Korean stir-fry sauce goes good with it for sandwiches. And, of course, you can use our cookies taco sauce and dip and make tacos out of it, quesadillas, burritos, you name it. And when you do that, you've got enough so you can have a meal one way and then cool it down and put it in your refrigerator and reheat it the next day. With that's where you want to keep some of that juice to reheat it in, and just have it so many different ways. And it's even pretty tasty. You can mix that pulled pork in with some baked beans or whatever you want to do with it. So that's really easy. Just throw it in your crock pot on low in the morning and have it that night. It's just kind of a no-brainer. And I always like to use those crock pot liners, because then there's just basically no cleanup. Put that liner in there and throw your pork roast down in there, or your boneless butt or bone-in butt, either way, whatever you're going with. The cookies flavor enhancer and apple juice, and cut an orange in half and let her cook all day, and take her out and mix any one of cookie sauces with it for some great sandwiches, and makes for a tasty treat.
Speed, for this recipe and information on all of your great products, what's the best way to find that?
The best thing to do is just go to cookiesbbq.com. There's a lot of good recipes on there, and it also explains a little bit about each one of our sauces, so you can make sure you grab the right one when you're at your favorite grocer.
Speed, as always, thank you for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
You betcha. Have a good one, Clay, and see you, buddy.
A car guy will never forget their first hot rod, Richard Petty's STP car, or Don Garlitz's Swamp Rat. If you race a car or own a car that means something to you, then CS Customs can capture those memories in a custom die-cast. CS Customs are locally owned and work with you directly to get the details just right. If you're into cars, racing, or just looking for something unique for an event or your business, then you need to contact Chris Stangler at 612-965-0 0892, or see ChrisStanglersCustoms.com.
If your classic isn't so classic, bring it into Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We can fix the upholstery, the carpet, replace a sagging headliner, make your old car look new again, make your seats comfortable again. Whether it's a classic car, work truck, boat, or anything else that moves, we can fix the upholstery and make your ride like new. And we work on convertibles. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
Hello, this is Jack Hewitt, and you're listening to The Dirt Show.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment, brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Last Saturday night, April 25th, they were racing at Park Jefferson International Raceway. The 410 Wing Sprint Cars and IMCA Modifieds were on hand. Your fast qualifier in the 410 Wing Sprint Cars, Aaron Reitzel, and in a 25-lap A-Main, it was Brock Zierfoss over Kerry Madsen and Austin McCarl. In a 25-lap A-Modified A-Main, Ricky Thornton Jr. over Jeff Taylor and Robbie Sawyer. Here is some breaking news from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the 31st Annual National Sprint Car Hall of Fame induction festivities, scheduled for Friday, May 29th and Saturday, May 30th, will now be held Friday, July 31st and Saturday, August 1st in Knoxville, Iowa. For tickets to this awesome event, get a hold of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
Hi, this is Jim Misgan from Misgan Auto Parts. Misgan Auto Parts has been buying junkers and providing parts to our customers since 1972.
And our other vintage lot down at Glenville, M2 Auto Parts,
with used parts for all years of vehicles and recycling services. Misgan Auto Parts recycles smashed, rusty, worn out cars, trucks, and ag equipment. And we ship out parts daily. Call us today, 684-2100, or check us out at misgan.com.
Founded by Jesse Olson in 2004, Medieval Chassis was formed to fulfill a need for better engineered race cars. Medieval Chassis' new state-of-the-art facility has made it a leader in the stock car racing industry and two-time IMCA national champions. The use of a fiber tube laser, CNC tube bender, and flat laser allows Medieval Chassis to engineer and develop a chassis that exceeds all others in performance and adjustability. Find out more today at MedievalChassis.com.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.